She's the tiny little lady, seems really friendly, and with her accent, I would say from the northeastern part of the United States. That's where she's from, by the way, and she could be a grandma based on her appearance. But she packs a punch. She's got a lot of power in the title that she holds as administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency. And she's been involved as a bureaucrat, as a regulator, for 35 years. And Gina McCarthy, perhaps as her legacy, wants to wrap up what's called the Waters of the U.S. rule. She wants to slam it down the throats of rural America. And along the way, she says she's taken her orders from the Supreme Court, made no mention about the need of maybe some legislative clarity from the 1972 law, but says that as science changed, that she's got the right and the ability to actually change the rules and maybe get far away from the law itself. Bottom line, as she talked with farm broadcasters at Washington Watch 2014, she indicates that they are working hard on getting this thing done and that there'll be no harm to farmers and ranchers as long as they are actually doing the approved practices, conservation practices that USDA and EPA have agreed upon. But make no mistake about it, she wants to get this rule done sooner rather than later. And the idea that maybe EPA would back off and reflect upon a little bit longer, that's not going to happen with this lady in control. She's going to push it through to completion. It'll look different than the proposed rule, but there's going to be a rule if she gets her way.
But let me be really clear why we did Waters of the U.S. You know, we're not reinterpreting an original statute. The statute has stood as the statute stands. What happened was that over time, as EPA was making decisions, the Supreme Court spoke to this issue. This is complicated. You know, the Clean Water Act basically tells us that we need to protect water quality. We need to protect navigable streams. But how to do that isn't just about the navigable streams themselves. It's about what's coming into those streams from tributary streams and rivers that are feeding into them that can actually impact their chemical integrity, their biological integrity, and their physical integrity. And so it's hard to do that. But what happened was, as EPA was making decisions, the Supreme Court told us that we need to go back and take a look at the science. And that's exactly what we did. We didn't decide that we were on our own going to think again. We were told by the Supreme Court that there was too much uncertainty and we had to button it up by looking at the science. So we spent years developing a science document which told us what we should be regulating, what clearly were significantly impacting or had an ability to significantly impact the integrity of navigable waters, and those waters should be within the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. We also know that there's a number of waters which aren't where the science isn't that clear and where you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. So take a look at what we did here. We clearly maintained exemptions. We tried to be clearer about what's exempt from Clean Water Act. We tried to use the science to define what clearly should be getting a 404 permit, because if you have an impact on that water, you will have a potential to significantly impact water quality of streams that feed our natural resources as well as feed our drinking water supplies. And then we teed up a bunch of questions on how, in this other water category, could we provide more certainty. Now, the one thing I know from regulating for 35 years is that industry and businesses respond better when they know with certainty what's in and what's out and what's expected of them. That's what this is all about. It is not about changing the rules. It's about providing the clarity that everybody has been screaming about. The challenge is to make sure that people aren't afraid that clarity is going to pose more burdens for our farmers and ranchers. That's what you're hearing, I think.
So EPA making the assumption that at any point, anything that might have something to do with impacting navigable waters is under their purview, absolutely. And by the way, She has taken a little bit of exception to the campaign of American Farm Bureau. That's for sure, based on her comments a couple of times about ditches. She says ditches or ditching has been misunderstood.
What I will tell you is that there's been tremendous uncertainty about ditches. Okay? What we have provided here is much more uncertainty. I'm sorry. Take that back. A race. My mouth moves faster than my head at times. Is much more clarity. If you take a look at it, we've tried to be very clear about the ditches we know we don't need to deal with. We've been clear that we're not in groundwater or tile drainage systems. It doesn't say with clarity that every ditch is out, because that's not the science, what the science is telling us yet. But as we work through this process, the one thing that I am known for is my rules change between proposal and final, because I pay attention. So if you think there's a lack of clarity, the most important reason why we have our regional administrators like Kyle Brooks out there is to listen, to see what we can do to improve the final document. The more that we're all clear about the rules of the road, the more we're going to be able to follow them. My job isn't a gotcha job. It isn't an after the fact, I found you because you weren't doing it right. My job is to ensure that everybody knows what to do right to comply and to preserve the resources that we all know have tremendous value. That's what I believe my job is. And I'm hoping that if there's lack of clarity in a proposal, we'll get the final a lot clearer.